And now, the Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
This program note, we're going to be broadcasting live from Salt Lake City again on October the 1st. The good people of the Mormon regions, the good people of the outlying regions of Utah have taken us into their embrace and have invited us back for yet another record-setting year of fun up there in Deer Valley. So if you're in the Salt Lake City area and you're a listener to the Phil Henry Show and you want to come see us, we'll be up there in Deer Valley. And I'm sure you can contact the appropriate individuals for further information. But we'll be broadcasting there on Friday, October the 1st. And we're going to be talking with people, and, you know, like we host an auction and I forget whatnot. Mark, you were there last year. Do you remember anything about last year other than the fact that you drank most of my tequila following the show's broadcast? All right, let's go to the phones now. Is this Viola?
Oh, hi, Phil. How are you?
Good. Viola, how are you doing?
I'm very good. I have to tell you, we get a kick out of your program. My husband and I listen to you every night, and I didn't think I'd get through. But
are you? You're in an airplane, right?
Yes, we're in an air. I'm with my husband Hal, and I are taking a trip over to Laughlin, Nevada.
Now, I talked to you guys last week, didn't I?
Yeah, I did. Talking to Phil Henry. Why don't you pay attention?
Hi, Phil. Hal Level here. Phil?
Yes, Hal. How are you?
Very good. I got to tell you, we get a hell of a kick out of you. We fly to Laughlin once a week. I'm retired, so I do anything in the hell I feel like doing. And we get a...
Let me pay attention to the flying, Phil. We wanted to ask. I'm sorry to bother you. We just get such a kick out of your program. And what a...
Ask him a question.
I'm asking him, Hal.
Phil, Hal Levelier. How are you, sir?
Very good, sir. I can either talk to you or your wife.
All right, well, here, he wants to talk to you.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't care.
Phil,
no, I said I don't care.
He wants to talk to you. Phil, how level here?
No, I don't care who I talk to. Just somebody talk to me, okay?
All right, well, here, let's talk.
Yeah, Phil, I'm sorry. We're flying over to Laughlin. Hal just put... We just had the engine overhauled in a Piper Cup, and we're going to have just a few days. But I wanted to ask you a question.
How can you call from an airplane with all that radio going on?
What's happening now?
What's that? Never mind. Hal has some special equipment that...
What does he want to know? Hi, Phil, Hal Level here. What do you need to know? Hello?
Yes, Hal... How is it you're able to use a cell phone?
It's a radio phone. Yes, sir, a radio phone, yeah. No, I can see how you'd make that mistake. A lot of people do. All right, here's Viola, Phil. Great to talk to you. All right.
Who wants to talk to you?
I don't care who I'm...
Hi, Phil, Viola. Phil, our granddaughter is a beautiful girl, and I know you deal with a lot of personal questions on your program. Now, she has a lot of other girlfriends at school. And they have had
Phil, how level here? Look, my granddaughter has a lot of her girlfriends at school, and they've had... Well, you tell them. I can't.
They've had a lot of breast enhancement. Okay, hello? Are you...
Yes, so your granddaughter's friends at school have had their breast enhanced.
Yeah, well, because of Lindsay Lohan. Now, I don't know...
Do you know who she is?
Yes, sir, I do know who it is.
You know who she is, the Hal Level here, Phil.
Yes, I do. Let me talk to your wife.
Holy, what a GD.
Phil, anyway, Lindsay Lohan over the summer. Do you know the actress?
Yes, ma'am, I know the actress. Young actress, beautiful actress.
Yeah. She had her breasts enlarged over the summer. Naturally, all of the other girls did. Now, my granddaughter feels very, very out of place.
Are you talking to them about the breasts?
Yes, Hal. Good.
She has a boob enhancement, you know? So anyway, she wants to...
Okay, I got it. So what's the question?
Well, you tell him.
Well, don't you think it's... I think that our son and daughter-in-law should allow her to have her breasts enlarged so that she doesn't feel out of place.
A lot of people walk around the school. They got cans out to the side.
Let me talk. A lot of the girls, they feel out of place. So can she... Don't you think it would be wise?
I do not think that a girl under the age of 18 should be allowed to have any cosmetic surgery, any piercings, or any tats until she's 18 and can figure that out. No, that's my own personal philosophy. Breast enhancement for a girl who's 17?
What's he saying?
I'm talking to him.
Yeah, but what is he saying?
I'm talking...
Well, why don't you turn the radio on and you can hear it?
Can you turn the radio on?
No, we can't get the show.
Why not?
I don't know.
How do you guys listen to me and you can't get the show?
How are we listening to
it? Well, I listened last night.
Anyway, Phil...
No, I don't think that she should have her breasts enhanced.
You talk to
her. All right, Phil, high level there. What do you think?
No, I don't think so.
Well, come on, for God's sake. The girl's walking around there like a couple of BBs on a billiard table, and all the other people are out there at that school. Now, my feeling is, and I think that I'm not alone in this regard, is that here's a young lady who has done everything that she possibly can to be a part of her, you know, her group of kids, and I don't even know what it is I'm saying here, but I guess what I'm trying to say, Phil, is that I think the young lady should be allowed...
You know, Phil...
Where's the plane stall, man? Hello?
We got a situation. Hold on.
Okay, what is the situation?
Nothing. Anyway, I think the girl should be allowed to have her breasts enlarged. Now, look at this. Now we're going to stall out again. God love it. You should have... Look at this. She's going to get bigger breasts. We're stalling again. I thought you said you put gas in this...
All right, there it is. Hal and Viola calling from Laughlin. Anytime that guy talks to me for longer than 10 seconds, I know there's something wrong in the cockpit. No, don't get your kid's breast or your granddaughter's breast enhanced. That is if you survive another nosedive into the Mojave Desert. 1-800-449-8686. Tonight we've got Lonely Hearts Radio, Jeff Dowder's Political Roundtable. We also have Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley tonight to talk with us about back-to-school junk. And some other things, including some flashbacks from Jay Santos. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I want to tell you, I visited the set of Trey Parker and Matt Stone's movie Team America today, and I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about the movie. I can't tell you any specifics, not that they told me not to, but the movie's so good, I just don't want to blow it, because I remember telling my kids once about the Twilight Zone, the TV show, and I told them about all the cool Twilight Zones. You know, the one where the lady was alone in the shack and the little tiny midget Americans attacked. And the one where the lady wakes up and she's got the, you know, the good face and everybody else has a pig face. And all this good stuff, right? The cool Twilight Zones. And the kids are fascinated by this. I said, tell you what, for Christmas, I'll get you the whole Twilight Zone. Oh, yeah, cool, right? So I get the whole Twilight Zone collection. We sit and watch it. And it sucked because, not for me, but for them, because it was in black and white, and I told it better than it was actually on the show, right? Like the one with Telly Savalas with the talking Tina. I don't like the things it says, you know? He's choking the doll and sticks it in a garbage can and can't saw its head off. Remember when he took the skill saw to the thing's head and it just, like it's pure metal? All these Twilight Zones, and when the kids finally saw it, I was like, well, because I blew it. I gave away the plot. Well, I don't want to do that with you guys, but I will tell you a little bit about it. First, though, I saw this news note. I don't know if you picked up on this. Motley Crue members in reality shows. Tommy Lee and Vince Neil are going to have reality shows. Now, Tommy Lee's show is going to be called something. I don't know what the hell. He had picked, they had a show called The Naked Truth, which I guess was about him, or Tommy Land, or some crap. Anyway, they're going to pick up a show, somebody is, about Tommy Lee's life, and the first episode will be a kid floating in the shallow end of his pool covered with an inner tube, and we'll see what Tommy, you know, does about that. Now, moving along, I think it'll be fascinating. Okay, first thing we do, Tommy's a pool party, huh? Oh, come on, you guys. Now, come on! Show opens with a lifeless body, just face down. And all right, what do you do, Tommy? And I think it'd be kind of an evolution off of the Osbournes, right? Instead of, you know, instead of Ozzy trying to figure out how to go to the bathroom or how to wipe himself or whatever they do, Tommy tries to figure out whether he should have babysitters for, like, infants floating in his pool. And he's not like, do I? I could go either way with it. And his friends will sit around and talk about it, right? Smoking cigarettes, having some beers. Meanwhile, there's a kid just face down in a diaper. And the camera cuts back to Tommy. What do you guys think? I could call the, what are they called again? Paramedics, man. Yeah, paramedics. Maybe I ought to call Pamela. Well, it ain't our kid, so I guess not. So that'll be episode one. Then episode two, he'll be beating up a girlfriend. And then episode three, another kid floating in the pool. Episode four, beats up another girlfriend. Episode five, somebody steals his video, shows him there on a boat with Pamela. That'll be episode 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. As a matter of fact, screw the show, man. Just roll that tape. Just cut his part out, okay, if you don't mind. There's a few of us that got feelings around here. Just a few of us that have a, you know, I got a thin skin when it comes to certain things. So anyway, today, oh, and on our show tonight, I want to tell you, Bobby and Steve Dooley will be up. It's a beautiful thing. Bobby is going to be checking girls to see if they're wearing underwear at the high school, and Steve will be with her as well, boring us with his side comments. Jeff Dowder's Political Roundtable this evening, Lonely Hearts Radio, where you can call and request a song. It'll be kind of like love songs on the radio. And again, of course, tomorrow night, Friday night, is Ted Bell night here on the Phil Henry Show, and we will be broadcasting live from Salt Lake City, and we have our Steve Bozell t-shirts that are for sale on our website, and just a ton of things that I need to tell you guys about. But I wanted to tell you about going over to see the, you know, just a few of the rough cuts of the movie Team America. You are going to love this movie, and I'll tell you why. It is, you've seen the trailers, right? The trailers are out. The trailer is out. So you know it's about, it's, they use marionette puppets. And it's reminiscent, not really all that reminiscent, but it's just sideways reminiscent of Supercar and Thunderbirds, those kinds of shows. But the theme is this group called Team America. Now, the movie's going to be out October the 15th, and I give it the big thumbs up. And in fact, I think Doug Danger, our gay journalist, gave it a big gay thumb up. And that's an endorsement. It comes out October the 15th. It's about this group of Americans who fight terrorists. And combine that theme with marionette puppets and a decidedly refreshing approach to the Hollywood political lobby, and you're going to be peeing yourself within the first 5 minutes. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. It's got some jokes that are beyond side-splitting. And I went in there today, and I hope that they use the stuff that I did. I cut about, I don't know, five or six different character voices for the movie. And you never know if you're going to be in the finished product of any of these things. Seriously, you can go in and say, hey, I'm going to be in a movie. And, you know, you're like on the cutting room floor, as they say. But I went in and did a few voices, and I worked with Matt Stone. These two guys, more than anything else, are real gentlemen. They had our family out, and we had lunch with them. But anyway, beyond all of that, is the fact that they've made a movie that is so, we so need this flick. Oh my God, do we need it. After all of that ponderous, slobbering self-indulgence from Michael, could you please pass me the garlic mayonnaise moor? All of that ponderous, self-indulgent breastfeeding from these people. And for Matt and Trey to come out with a movie like this that is going to, it's going to just have you literally wiping yourself up as you walk from the theater, wiping tears from your eyes and dabbing at your slacks. That's how cool this flick is. Really funny. And what can I tell them about the movie, Chris, that won't be giving it away? Did I say that, you remember I told you a few of the things that are in the film, this Team America, out October the 15th. This thing, you know how Moore said that he wanted his movie to win an Academy Award? This thing ought to get the Academy Award.
Where is the team's base?
The team's base is in Mount Rushmore. there's a great scene. I don't want to give it away. Well, let me just put it to you this way. I don't want to say. Here's a scene that I don't think I'm giving anything away. Well, I think I told you. There's a marvelous scene where, and there's a number of Hollywood celebrities in the movie as puppets. They're not the actual celebrities doing the voices. They're actors, other actors doing their voices. In fact, I tried doing a Sean Penn voice today, which fortunately for me, the guys weren't interested in it being a real impression of Sean Penn. They just wanted it to sound sort of piggish and whiny and spoiled. I said, oh, I can do that. In any event, Sean Penn, and they have a Susan Sarandon puppet, and they have a Janine Garofalo puppet, and they've got an Alec Baldwin puppet that's frightening. Just frightening. Well, they also have a Tim Robbins puppet. And I don't think I'm giving anything away when I say that the Tim Robbins puppet winds up burning alive, jumping around. Imagine a little marionette jumping around on fire. And I can also tell you what happens to the Janine Garofalo puppet, but that'd be spoiling too much. So it has something to do with the top of her head. Anyway, the movie is really cathartic from the standpoint of, I guess we sort of forgot we had a sense of humor. Those of us who maybe see life a little bit differently from, oh, I don't know, Tim Robbins. We do have a sense of humor ourselves, and from time to time, I hope that I can remind you of that. And when a flick like this comes out and sort of just absolutely blows apart all of this other ponderous stuff that we've had to wade through over the last few months, you're really going to enjoy it. So it's called Team America. It's coming out on the 15th. I'm not getting paid to plug the movie, although I certainly would appreciate it. I mean, but I'm not getting paid to plug the movie. I just would like you to go see it because I care about you guys. I know that you're out there. You've got a headache from all of the bologna that's being sliced in your direct. I mean, one day the guy isn't—he's in the National Guard, and another guy wasn't on a tugboat out in the swamp, and another cat, and he's lying. Oh, you're lying. No, you're lying. No, you're lying. You know. And you're pretty soon you don't know what am I supposed to believe? And then you know what they do? They drop this bomb into the middle of it, right? What about health care? Oh, my God. Dude, we ain't done nothing about health care in the last 50 years. What makes you think we're going to do anything about it now? What they do is they lob that little grenade in so you can feel guilty. Hi, I'm George Bush, and I want to fight terror. What about health care? Well, I didn't want to bring it up. Yeah. All right, I'm sorry. I'll put money into health care, I guess. I don't know. How am I supposed to do that? Doctors like to make money, you know what I'm saying? So the whole thing with the health care is this. Doctors still want to make the big bread, so what are you talking about? You're going to make it more affordable and put a lot of doctors off of the links and back in the office? Ain't going to happen. And so with all of that going on, and then what else did I read today? Oh, some guy got beat up heckling Kerry. He said he was asking Kerry the legitimate question, how come you said all that stuff about the soldiers when you came back from Vietnam being rapists? And he got his ass kicked at this Kerry rally, and Kerry immediately said to the crowd, yeah, that's the Bush, you know, look at what Bush is doing. He blamed Bush for sending some Asian provocateur in the middle of his rally to start screaming stuff. Who knows, maybe he did. I would like to say this at this time, if the Bush campaign, if you got the money, I'll go into any Kerry rally you want and start squeaking some stuff, man. But you're going to have to pay for the ripple, too, because I can't go in there non-fortified. What I want to do is dress as a homeless guy, right? Come in there with a bottle of, like, Night Train and just, full of bull crap. Get my picture on the front page, everything. All right, so anyway, that's the flick, and that's the news from Hollywood. 1-800-449-8686, such as it is. Let me tell you about Hollywood. I pull in there. There's no parking. They're in a warehouse. There's, like, a bum peeing on the side of the building. It's perfect. It's the kind of place I like to work at. And I saw a big sign. It said, producer, so-and-so. I parked right in her slot, which was cool because they don't care. I was hoping it was the guy from Paramount. I think they call him around there Mr. Jackass. So he said, look at this, Mr. Jackass, Paramount Pictures. Just pull the car right in there. And he goes, who's in my slot? Oh, wow, I didn't know that was yours. Sorry, I'll be right down about a couple hours. 1-800-449-8686. Coming up tonight, Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western Estates Parent Teachers Association. And we'll also have a segment of Lonely Hearts Radio and a new feature called Tommy the Tugboat. It's a kid show, and the host is a tugboat that drinks too much. It's kind of a, I don't know, a take there on that guy, the clown, Shakes the Clown, I guess. 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget, October 1st, we're broadcasting live in Salt Lake City. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Bill Henry Show is back.
Got a Doug Danger flashback from our show yesterday. Doug, the gay man, the gay journalist, says that, well, he says that he is voting for Kerry, and because he's a gay man and a gay journalist, nobody's going to have the guts to come up to him eyeball to eyeball and say they're voting for Bush. Let's go to Craig. Craig, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I talked to the man who suggested that I talk with you, sir, and I'm very sorry to bother you, but my son is joking right now in the car with me.
And your son is what, sir?
My son is joking, sir.
He's choking?
Yes, sir. And I've listened to your program, and I've called your program.
Well, short of hitting him in the stomach or in the chest, call 911.
All right. You said I don't know if he's breathing or not.
Sir, if you could dislodge it by hitting him really hard in the chest, or call 911 is what I suggest.
Hit him in the chest, huh?
Yes, sir.
All right, hold on. Yeah, that's got it.
Don't put those calls through to me! Doug Danger now, gay man and gay journalist. Look me eyeball to eyeball and tell me you're going to vote for Bush.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold!
Where's this guy Doug at?
I'm right here, sir.
Hey, listen, I'm coming to California next week there, and I'll meet you there eye to eye, face to face, eyeball to eyeball.
You'll go eyeball to eyeball and tell me you're voting for Kerry?
No, I'm going to tell you I'm voting for Bush.
Well, if you do that, now I've had a lot of people tell me that.
Well,
I did a whole thing last week, and I said, come on out, and you tell me eyeball to eyeball you're voting for Bush. And I saw these people chicken out right at the last second.
You got this eyeball fixation with
no,
this eyeball
know.
Up to your eyeball. What is wrong with your eyeball?
Look, you know I'm gay, right? Okay? What I'm saying is this. If you can go eye to eye and say to me,
you're crazy with this eyeball. Why can't I just look at you face to face and tell you, hey, listen, Kerry's no good. Bush is the man. That's how I'm going to tell you.
Well,
right
that's
now,
what you
that's
say.
How I'm going to tell you.
That's what you say, but once you get eyeball to eyeball.
Listen, I can go eyeball to eyeball. That ain't no problem, and I'll tell
you
that.
Know, and you know
face.
I'm gay. And you know I'm gay.
You're gay. Well, listen, gayness ain't got nothing to do with it. There ain't no gayness around.
I'm a gay man and a gay jerk. You know who Chuck Yeager is?
Yeager?
Chuck Yeager.
Yeah, he was some kind of pilot or something.
Right, he's a gay pilot.
Gay pilot.
And he said that...
I don't know that Chuck Yeager's gay.
Well,
did you see his eyeball? You got his eyeball too?
You're talking about I got his eyeball. I'm just talking about you
you're,
going...
You're up with these eyeballs. Oh, look, face to face and eyeball.
Hey, because you want to know why? Everybody says they're going to do this, they're going to do that. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Somebody comes up to me and says they're going to do something, I can tell if they're lying or not.
Newport Beach,
do you
my
wear
eye. I got a big brown eye.
Okay,
right
do you wear contacts?
Well, as a matter of fact.
Okay, you have to take them out before we go eyeball to eyeball.
Would you get out of here with the eyeball to eyeball? Are you just talking about talking to the guy face to face?
Yeah.
Where's the street down there in Newport Beach? I'll meet you down there.
I'll be down at 5th and Main.
5th and Main.
Right.
Okay.
And I'll be signing autographs.
Signing autographs.
You got to know. You make sure it's me, Doug Danger, gay man, gay journalist.
Okay.
All right. What do you do? How are you going to come out here?
I'm writing this down right now.
How tall are you?
I'm a traveling salesman over here.
But how tall are you?
I'm about, I'm only 5'11".
Okay, I'm 6'3". Now, how are we going to go eyeball to eyeball?
Well, we'll pile the sand up at the beach over
there. I guess we're going to have to get you a shoebox.
Are you guys are you guys kidding?
No, do I sound like I'm kidding?
So you're going to get this guy to stand on a freaking shoebox or to get eyeball to eyeball with you and hear him say he's voting for Bush.
That's right. And if he's telling the truth, by God, I'll vote for Bush, too. But I've never heard a guy tell me on the phone he's going to vote for Bush, and then when he finally comes up to me, now he chickens out. See,
you with this fixation with this eyeball, oh, my God, what is with
hey,
this eye?
You know, I would let you talk to me face-to-face, not eye-to-eye. I wouldn't want to pass out from your wild turkey breath on there, okay? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go eyeball to eyeball as soon as we can find a soapbox for you to stand on.
Yeah, well, we'll find a soapbox or pile of sand up. That's what we'll have to do.
There you go. Hey, let me ask something. You got theme music?
I don't.
What are you going to be wearing?
I'll be in a big flannel shirt.
Well, I'm going to be wearing that, so wear something different.
What difference does...
cold on the beach.
I don't want us to clash.
Okay, Doug, good luck with Carrie, man. You're going to need it.
Oh, get a load of you, man. I'm gay, and you're telling me...
I got that you're gay. Yeah, like I said, you're going to need it, dude. That cat ain't going to win. The only thing that guy's going to be winning is a freaking ticket home, okay?
I'm Doug Dagger.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
There's Doug going eyeball to eyeball. He'll be out at Newport Beach, I guess, in a couple of weeks. You can get on a stack of phone books and stick your eye up against his. 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up later on tonight, we've got a political roundtable with Jeff Dowder. And we're also going to have Bobby and Steve Duglio tonight talking with us from the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. Latest news from the campaign is that Kerry says Bush is running a campaign of fear. Now, this is based on Vice President Cheney saying in Des Moines earlier this week that if voters made the wrong choice in November, it could lead to another major attack by terrorists. Which, yeah, it's probably a little harsh, isn't it? You know, but it could. And it happened in France. I mean, in other words, if they think they can manipulate a campaign with a terrorist attack, why not? Now, meanwhile, one of those turban winders came out on videotape today saying that the Americans are running for their lives in Afghanistan, and the whole thing is going to hell in a handcart, and all the Yanks are just getting blowed up. Of course, the Iraqis said that we hadn't even invaded their country, didn't they? Wasn't that guy standing there talking to reporters saying there are no Americans in this country while he was getting shot at by Americans? Now, meanwhile, there was a guy in the news yesterday, one of our great returning soldiers, and he said the following, and I felt bad for the guy. He said, "My God, I got back to the States, and I was reading about how horrible everything was in Iraq and how much Americans were hated." And I said, What are they talking about? He says, "I was over there. None of that was my experience." He says, "I don't even know who's doing the reporting, right?" That's the same thing. Guys that I talk to who have come back say the same thing. What are they talking about? They say that we're so hated. The Iraqis that I dealt with for the months that I was there have done nothing but praise us and like us being there, right? So what happened was the news media, because they felt they'd been duped by Bush with a lot of baloney about weapons of mass destruction, they went the other direction and decided to just not believe anything. Like, "Hey, another school opened up." "Nah, that's no school, man. That don't look like a school to me. It looks like a fruit stand." "It's a school. There's kids going." "Nah, it looks like some kind. What are you selling, turkeys wholesale? It's a baby milk factory." "No, it ain't. Look, there's a bunch of kids over here, man. We're giving them candy." "Nah, they hate you. They're demonstrators." "What are they doing?" "One guy's going to blow you up. He's a suicide bomber, okay? See that knapsack? Yeah, it's got diapers and a baby bottle in it." "Well, that's what you like to think." And Theresa Heintz said the following: "If you don't support her husband's health care plan, you're an idiot." I got to tell you, there are a few things in life better than being called an idiot by an Eastern European woman. Honest to God, because we had a nanny once who used to call everybody an idiot. She would drive with the kids to school, and the kids would say, "Yeah, Andrea, she got almost in a traffic accident." She said to the guys, "You idiot." And I would have loved to have Theresa Carey say to me, "You idiot." Because I ain't supporting no health care plan, not because I don't think it can happen, but I just don't think it'll happen. 1-800-449-8686. Kobe Bryant, you know, is not going to be tried for rape. Now Pamela Mackey says that anybody who says that he said the things that he said, she says he didn't say them. Now Mackey, you know, this is the attorney who paid off people in the court and paid off people in the prosecutor's office to leak the woman's name, and she also leaked the woman's name herself, right? In other words, Pamela Mackey knows what she's doing. She's sharp, and she's underhanded, and she's probably dishonest, but that's why she makes the big dollars there in Denver, Colorado. In any event, Bryant said on tape, he made a statement to the effect that he did hold the girl by her neck, and he did bend her over a chair. And Bryant said, quote, "That's just my thing. That's what I do," end quote. Mackey says he never said it. She says it's libel, it's slander, and it's untrue. But guess what? She's not going to sue. You want to know why? Because it's on tape. She just wants the whole thing to kind of go away, man. And it probably will go away, and that civil case is not going to have any legs. You want to know why? Why didn't she go forward with the criminal case? The civil case ain't going to go no place, baby. You might as well just drop that thing like it is just a warm turd. Because, it's, you know, if you don't want to prosecute the guy criminally, what court and what jury is going to buy your story in a civil trial? You had to go forward with a criminal case. You had to. And I'm sitting on a jury, somebody says, well, look, I'm going to go to the civil proceeding with this thing and bypass the criminal case. But no, all you want to do is make money. Well, no. I just couldn't take the strain of a criminal trial. But you can take the strain of a civil trial? I think you're full of, you know, that stuff over there. What, that? Yeah, that stuff with the scooper there. Put on the glove and pick it up. That's what you're full of. So Kobe is going to come back. He's going to concentrate on the forthcoming season. Go Lakers. 1-800-449-NO. Yeah, go Nuggets. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Coming up, we got Bobby and Steve Dooley at 8 o'clock with the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization. And they got something that's bugging them. Tomorrow night, it's Ted Bell. Monday night, we have Vernon Dozier and the Tim Robbins Report with the Hollywood star Tim Robbins. Yes, the guy who winds up in flames at the end of Team America. That Tim Robbins. I got to ask him about that, how he feels about that. He probably, I'm sure, has a marvelous sense of humor and is able to just giggle and titter at himself throughout. 1-800-449-8686. Now, I'd like to get back to my analysis of Kerry's health care proposals. What I think is that... What do you want?
You're even talking about my idea.
When you come in here and stand there, bud, it's distracting to me, you know?
I know, but you say you're going to talk about it.
All right, well, what is the idea? You're distracting me and people want... What do you want?
The idea I had.
About what?
That we should make raisins, box raisins, with your face on it. And then we sell them on the internet, on a website.
We make boxes of raisins with my face on it and sell it on my website. Why?
Because people will be driving in the car, and they're listening to the Phil Henry Show, and they'll also be snacking on raisins. It's easy to eat in the car, and they can eat it. And listen to your show, and you look at a box, and it has your face, and everything.
All right, let me get this straight, okay?
Yeah. And it's good for kids, too.
Yeah, let me get this straight. A guy's sitting in his car, and he's got a box of Phil Henry Show raisins, is that what they're called?
If you'd like, sure.
And he's eating the raisins, and he's listening to my show with my face on the box.
Yeah. And the kids love it, And while he's listening to your show, he's eating raisins.
Ain't like he's drinking beer or anything like that.
No, it's, you know.
Eating raisins, huh?
Well, Mr. Hall wants to talk to you.
Every time you come in here...
Mr. Hall wants to talk to you.
Yeah, David.
Hey, look, I've been listening to the program, and I've yet to hear what I want to hear. And I'm wondering why.
What do you want to hear? I'm doing the show.
I want to hear you talk about Joey. Hello?
Joey? The show with this guy LeBlanc?
Yeah, this guy LeBlanc. You know something? And what's wrong with the raisin idea? You know, we're trying to inject some life into this show. The last 20 minutes I'm listening to you talking about, I don't know what, you had some guy on whose kid was choking to death, and you told him to smack the kid. And
I told that guy to call 911.
You told him to punch the kid in the stomach. I heard what you said.
I said, short of that, call night. So what about Joey?
Look, you got two big shows on tonight, Joey and the OC, and you're sitting there talking about raisins? Holy God!
It was Bud's idea.
It was Bud's idea?
Well, you thought it was a good idea.
Well, anything other than what you've been talking about. Last night, you offended every Jew in America by not being able to do a good Jew voice. Then tonight, you're coming on talking with that nutcase Hal Levalier, who stalls his plane out every time he calls you. They're dusting the hot seat off for me!
What do you want me to do? You want me to get the box of raisin?
I want you to get raisins on your website with your face on the box, then talk about Matt LeBlanc and the OC. Now, that's not a secret, Phil. The people in this town, the people in Hollywood, know that you're a real hard case, a real hard ass, okay? Like, you got all these opinions about people. I think it would do you a world of good if you'd cozy up a little bit to some of these people.
And you call cozying up talking about Joey, huh?
Yeah, Joey. And it ain't called Joey. It's called Yo Joey. Why'd you get it right? You're going to say something?
When's it on?
It's on. I don't know. What time's it on? Ask Chris.
Chris, what time's it on?
Tonight at 8.
Tonight at 8?
All right, say it.
Tonight at 8.
Tell the audience.
Joey's on tonight at 8.
What about the OC?
That's on tonight at 8, too.
On what network?
Fox.
What network's Joey on?
NBC.
Well, I'll have to watch both of them.
How do you do that?
Ever heard of TiVo, brain surgeon? Now get that box of raisins on your website with your kisser on it so people can snack on raisins listening to you, and then I want you to call up Matt LeBlanc and tell him you think he's right. Hal and Viola, stalling their plane out over the Mojave Desert. Oh, boy.
All right, Joey tonight at 8, and the OC tonight at 8. TiVo one, watch the other. I don't know what my daughter's going to do. My daughter, the biggest Friends fan in the history of the planet Earth. I said, well, you got to watch the OC. It's a better show. She goes, no, Joey. So she's going to watch Joey, and she's all bummed out because she can't watch, what's that other one called? The OC. And I ain't got TiVo. Why? Because I'm too lazy to call up DirecTV and have them install it. Why? Because I got too much to do here. How about if my wife does it? How about if my kids do it? How about if my son, who's going to be attending USC in January, how about if he gets out of bed before 11 o'clock and doesn't get so much of his beauty sleep, maybe he can call up DirecTV and have them install it. As it is tomorrow morning, I got to get out of bed at 7:30 and take my daughter to school. Why? Because my wife ain't feeling too good, which is understandable, and my son's got to get his beauty sleep. He's got to rest up and look all that for SC in January. For all them cute chicks in the drill team or whatever the hell. All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley, I'm not complaining. It's a great life, huh? It's a fine life. All right, so tonight we got Bobby and Steve Dooley, Jeff Dowder's Political Roundtable. Tomorrow night, Ted Bell. Monday night, Vernon Dozier and the Tim Robbins Report. We continue also to follow the elections this year with Margaret Gray's Campaign 2004 Report. Oh, I wanted to mention to you, by the way, that the FCC is going to sue CBS Viacom for $500,000, not sue, excuse me, they're fining them $500,000 for the Janet Jackson Super Bowl. So they're not buying that Viacom didn't know anything about it. Now, Les Moonves said if they get fined, he'll sue the FCC. That's what the guy who runs Viacom said. If they get fined, he'll sue the FCC. Now, let's see what kind of, swinging medallions he's got in his slacks. Let's find out whether this cat is for real or not. Huh? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization joins us. Ms. Dooley is the president, along with her husband, who is the recording secretary. She joins us from Western Estates this evening. I saw, Bobby, first of all, thank you for joining us.
It's always a pleasure, Phil. And Steve wanted to also mention to you that he heard the... or I should say he read the piece that you did for the Los Angeles Times. He was very impressed.
Thank you. I want to ask both of you guys, I saw where young girls are being searched at schools for inappropriate clothing, and there are an awful lot of parents that are just down on this, and I know you're dealing with this in your school district, and how you're dealing with it I think is probably the subject matter we want to get into.
Well, Phil, not to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
We have been seeing more and more parents allowing their young girls in the 13 to 17-year-old age range to wear inappropriate clothing to school.
Give us all an example of what that is.
The most obvious example, of course, is the clearly visible thong underwear that will ride up the back from the jeans or from a short skirt. I don't know if you've seen this.
I have. It's like a little bit of a fashion statement these days for young girls.
Well, first of all, it's not appropriate for young girls to wear this to school. I don't think a lot of women can pull the look off as far as fashion goes. So we have on one hand young girls that are wearing this look to school, which is totally unacceptable. And we also have their mothers, older women or younger women, making themselves look a little ridiculous trying to emulate this look. And I said so at our PTO meeting.
Now, that was your first PTO meeting this year, right?
Yes, it was.
So we have two different issues here. The inappropriateness of wearing this at school for girls, and the fact that older women, you say it looks a little ridiculous?
Unless you can pull it off. Steve and I work out quite a bit. I've gone from yoga to Pilates to back to yoga. I do some weight training. I watch what I eat. And it happens that in my case, and in a select few other cases, I can pull it off.
You can wear the thong underwear, like, visible?
Yeah, it's a fashion statement where you pull the thong up high, and so a man or people can see your thong underwear. And if you can pull it off, what we are very concerned about, here's what my husband really wanted to say, and I related this at the PTO meeting. If you are a mother of one of these girls, and you want to wear the thong up out of your jeans or whatever, no one can stop you from looking a little pathetic and a little bit foolish unless, of course, you can pull it off. But your daughter's wearing this visible thong is unacceptable. And we have made that statement. And
now, the parents were wrestling with what to do about it because many parents don't want school personnel physically searching their daughters or handling their children. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. And we talked about it, and we were a little bit at a logger jam. When Steve asked the question, why couldn't a non-teacher and also a non-parent, but someone involved at the school, do it? Because you want to be able to rely on the parents to exercise good judgment, and unfortunately that's a pipe dream still in a lot of cases. And I certainly understand the reluctance to have some school official do it. Our suggestion was a simple one, and one that we have given a trial run to. I am the president of our parent-teacher organization. I am not a teacher. I do have children in the school, but they are boys, so I'm not personally connected. I have been on campus the last 4 days at the student entrance near the parking lot, and I am doing a cursory check of the girls myself. And I think.
All right, now that could be explosive, though, too.
Why do you feel that way? I'm curious, because we've had great success.
Well, you're not a school official. And I know a lot of parents don't want school officials checking their daughters to see if they're wearing appropriate underclothing. You're not a parent of one of the girls, you're a parent of a boy, but you're still kind of an outsider, and, you know, checking the girls' clothing.
Well, a lot of the people that are upset about it or complaining about it, they don't like the fact that, I suppose, I can pull the look off myself. A lot of these mothers are sort of living vicariously through their daughters. And all we're doing is simply taking a look at the back of the slack of the skirt to see if there is a thong underwear riding up. And I do ask the girls to lift their skirts to ascertain if they're wearing underwear. And we also want to make sure the girls are wearing a slip or something appropriate.
And you have received complaints?
We have not received as many complaints as we thought we would, no.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley with us from the Western States Parent Teacher Organization to try to offset a problem of school officials searching girls to make sure they're wearing appropriate underwear. She's a parent, and she's doing it. You call this on a volunteer basis, right?
Absolutely so. We are not paid by the school district. This is entirely volunteer on the part of my husband and myself. And believe me when I tell you, it's the least intrusive and ultimately the least legally risky thing that you can do.
As the president of the parent-teacher organization, I know you have duties and responsibilities pertaining to the school, but doing clothing inspection, isn't that a little bit unusual?
It is very unusual, Phil, but unfortunately we live in a world where if a teacher does it, the school is sued. The parents often let their daughters out of the house looking like, you know, these women on The Bachelor or one of these shows, everything hanging out, so you can't rely on them. How then do you stop these girls from wearing this inappropriate thong underwear? We can do it, And as the president, I can do these inspections, and people aren't going to get upset. I talked with one mother who called me after I found that her daughter had come to school without any underwear on. And she said, Bobby, I want to thank you. I've got a very hard time keeping my daughter in line, and I'm glad you're a parent that can do this.
Can I ask you, without getting too graphic, you're not a teacher. You are just a parent who shows up at the school, or you're checking the girls to see that they're not wearing inappropriate thong underwear, or at least that they're wearing appropriate underwear. How do you do this?
This is done near the student entrance from the parking lot. The girls' lavatory is there. We do it in privacy. I do not touch the girls at all. As a matter of fact, I use a ruler, which is just a regular 12-inch ruler, and I will ask the girl, if I notice that a girl's wearing thong underwear, I will then tell her that she needs to go home and change that. If not, then I will lift the skirt with the ruler. If I don't see a slip, then I will lift the skirt up to see if there's underwear. And we have been doing this.
Now, you said we. You and...
Myself and my husband, Steve.
And your husband is present when you're lifting up these girls' skirts to see if they're wearing underwear.
You know something, Phil? I can hear in your voice, and I really want to...
Well, I want to ask you right away. Do you think it's appropriate that a man... First of all, I don't know that it's appropriate that you're doing it. Secondly...
Well, I can tell you it's entirely appropriate. I wouldn't want you to get over your head legally here. I am the president of the parent-teacher organization. I'm using a regular ruler that is found in school. I'm lifting the hem of the skirt as far up as I have to see if the girl has underwear on.
And well, but your husband's there. Now, how appropriate is that?
My husband is a father. He is a taxpayer. He is the recording secretary of our parent-teacher organization. Men are involved in all kinds of work. This is very non-sexual. This is protecting our children and our schools. And
all right, I got to tell you, Ms. Dooley, and this is just, you're going to hear this from parents. I'm a father. I've got a 12-year-old. Actually, my daughter just turned 13. If a mother is there from the school checking to see if girls are wearing underwear, maybe that's one thing, but she's standing there with her husband.
That's because you have been trained in a society that regrettably believes that every man who is trying to help a young girl dress appropriately or behave appropriately or be a good student, he is suddenly a pervert.
I'd like to jump in if I could, Mr. Chair. This is Steve Dooley.
Yes, Steve.
I'm not a sexual man. I'm just trying to make sure they're wearing underwear is all.
Steve is there as the recording secretary. Really, Phil, at the root of this problem are all of these women who are parents of these girls. The thong look is something that either you can pull it off or you can't. There are some women who are very heavy, and they try to wear a thong up over their jeans. They look pathetic. I happen to wear it.
Now, that's another thing. How can you say to a girl who's walking into school with her thong underwear visible over her jeans or skirt, how can you say you got to go home and change that while you're wearing the exact same thing?
I'll tell you how, Phil. When I was a little girl, my mother used to say something that I'll never forget. She used to say to me, do as I say, not as I do.
And boy, that's so true.
That is something that has been lost in the ages, Phil, something that parents don't do. Do as I say, not as I do. I'm not there to have a discussion with them.
But what is the message when you're wearing the thong underwear and you're telling the girls to go home because they're wearing it? And on top of that, what's the message of you checking to see if they're wearing underwear with a husband standing there?
You know something, Phil? Steve is simply recording information. He is not watching. He's not staring as I'm lifting the skirt up and doing my inspection. He is simply, I'm telling him the girl's name, whether she's wearing underwear or not, and this information then goes to our school board.
All right, Bobby Dooley with us, and Bobby, so people know, you are not a teacher, you're just a member of the parent-teacher organization, and you are checking to see if girls are wearing underwear before they go into school. This is a problem that's happening across the country. How do you check to see if girls are wearing appropriate underclothing? If they're wearing thong underwear and it's riding up over their skirt or their jeans, is that appropriate? At this school, it's not, but no teacher wants to do the inspection. The school doesn't want to do it. Ms. Dooley has taken on the job of doing it, because she's a parent. She is taking girls aside where she sees they're wearing thong underwear, or if she doesn't think they're wearing underwear, she's lifting their skirt and inspecting. Now, she is a female. She doesn't have a daughter in the school. She's got three sons. All in still, And on a, not only that, but she's wearing a thong underwear herself, I think she said. 1-800-449-8686. If your daughter goes to school wearing inappropriate underwear, is it okay with you if another parent checks to make sure she's wearing the right kind of underwear? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
It's going to take a pretty significantly large pair to sue me.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're back with Bobby and Steve Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. We're talking about girls going to high school these days or middle school wearing inappropriate clothing, underwear specifically. I know in San Diego they there was a whole furor over teachers checking to see if the girls were wearing thong underwear.
Absolutely, Phil, and that's why we took the step that we did at Western Estates, because they don't want teachers involved in this kind of thing. And the parents who allow their children to go to school dressed this way leave us no choice but to have to do an on-site inspection. And they leave me no choice but, as the president of the parent-teacher organization, to do it. And you asked a very good question. You say, I am wearing thong underwear. Yes, I am. I can pull the look off. I do take care of myself. But it is not appropriate for young girls. I don't even think it's appropriate for women my age, unless you can pull the look off, that's all.
Pulling the look off, meaning?
Meaning you look good with the thong riding up, and you've got the figure for it. But it's entirely inappropriate for young girls.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. And Ms. Dooley, just to be clear, you are checking to see if these girls are wearing underwear by lifting the hems of their skirts with a ruler or yardstick with your husband present.
My husband is not. I want to be very clear about something, because you've alluded to this, and I think you're alluding to it in a very slanderous way.
No, ma'am, I'm not. I'm trying to get the facts.
No, you are, Phil. My husband is not ogling these girls. He stands with his back to the girls. He has a notepad. He has the names of the different girls, whether they have underwear on, whether they don't, what kind of underwear, and so on. This information then goes to the school board.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Stephanie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley, the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization.
Yes, well, just to let you know that in high school I wore thong underwear. I didn't wear it because I didn't, it was to be sexy or anything. I wore it because I liked the way that it fit. As a parent, it is my position and mine only to know whether my child's underwear is not anybody else's place.
Well, it's not appropriate for them to wear it to high school.
Well, that's for me to decide, not for some parent,
not for somebody else
to sit there and decide and to lift my daughter's skirt to see if she's wearing underwear.
Well,
if she's not, that is something that I need to deal with, not you.
But Stephanie, if you're not taking responsibility for your daughter, society has to. And so we have
to... That is not something for you to decide.
Well,
that is something for me to figure out, and not you.
Well, unfortunately, the schools do have dress codes, and many of
them... And that is drawing very finely on the line of sexual harassment, and for your husband to be in there.
Excuse me, sexual harassment? What are you referring to? I am checking so that mothers like yourself, who send their daughters off to school not wearing underwear or wearing adult-style underwear... are not going into a school, a place of learning, wearing it. My husband is there because there is a shortage of concerned parents.
Well, who else is going to know whether they are or not?
You
don't test and nobody knows and nobody gets hurt.
Well, think about it. You're a woman. I'm a woman. I mean, do I have to spell it out for you? There are times when you can certainly tell if a young lady is not wearing. I mean, oh, my God.
Well, what do you say?
Well, I don't even know what to say to her.
And
who's going to know? She crosses her legs. Suppose the young lady is one of Lone Worlds, and there's a male teacher that she happens to fancy, and she decides to take the front seat in the classroom and lift her ankle up to scratch her leg, and she knows what she's doing.
Well, you can do that with or without underwear and send the same message.
No, I don't think so.
I think without, really?
Well, maybe, it's taking all of my willpower not to say the following. Do you give your daughter lessons in that?
And okay, that goes over the line.
Well, she's not.
Yes, it does.
No, she's not.
Yes, it does.
She's not making any sense. It's
like,
you know what I'm saying.
You don't agree with.
You know what I'm
saying.
Well, Stephanie, you send your daughter out to school without underwear on, and when people start to complain of the smell, then you...
Now, that also goes over the line. What do you mean, complain of the smell? Are we talking about a hygiene problem?
She knows what I'm talking about.
Whether you wear underwear
she's
or not,
being
she's being
quiet because she knows that I'm...
No,
I'm
whether you
point.
Do or not does not control
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And what about a thong?
Mm-hmm.
A thong is wearing underwear. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not appropriate. Okay, it's not a strip.
Why is it not appropriate?
Well, I don't know.
It covers up. It does the same thing.
It's gross. On
why
certain
it gross?
Women, it's gross.
You yourself said that you wore them, so
I
you,
wear
are
them
you calling yourself
I can
gross?
Pull it, I can pull it off.
What
oh.
are you trying to pull
yeah,
off? That you're wearing them outside your pants?
No, the fact that I have the figure for it. Thank you.
All right,
I'm
Stephanie,
not saying, I'm not talking
Stephanie,
about girls wearing...
Thank you very much for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Chris, go ahead. Chris, go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine.
I'm a father of 5 children, 2 of which are girls. And this lady is a very opinionated, self-centered, self-appointed, I don't know what.
Well, who's going
this
to do
America.
It if I don't?
Let me talk.
Well, who's going
this
to do
this is America.
It?
We're currently fighting a war for our freedom. Freedom of choice, freedom of this. And who in God's name appointed you to tell me how to raise my children or what my children can and cannot wear, what's appropriate for my children to wear or not wear? And who do you think you are?
Well, I don't know
your
who you
let
are
me finish.
Sending your daughter
let
out dressed like a stripper.
Let me finish.
And
that's
don't talk
opinion.
To me like you're my husband because you're not. You won't
oh,
speak
maybe
to me.
You and husband
you,
should talk to
you
more
know,
like that.
You won't speak
if you
to me
had
that way.
You accepted my daughter
mm-hmm.
with your husband
mm-hmm.
in there,
mm-hmm.
you would find yourself with a lawsuit as well as under arrest. That
are you
is
going
invasion
to...
of privacy.
I
that there is no school in America.
All
that
we're
is going
doing
to
is
that.
Lifting the girl's skirt up to check
that's
to see
right.
if there's underwear on.
Who the heck are you to be checking my daughter?
We have to do it. The girls
no.
are not allowed to go into school without underwear, wearing a thong, wearing crotchless panties. All of this is completely over the line. Now,
and
we have the girls...
Does so in the dress code?
They are in a stall. It is private. They
does
bend
it
over...
Does it say so in the dress code,
it,
first
in
of
the,
all?
In the state of California. Now, maybe where you live, they let girls dress as hookers when they go to high school.
Well,
not
I don't
here.
A hooker.
And the,
well,
that's
all right,
your
look, what do you call being dressed as a hooker? I mean, no one...
We are helping to reduce the risk of rape, okay? I didn't want to say it, but there it is.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, man. Or, I mean,
you that is absolutely the case. These girls go dressed like $15 sluts.
Well, then
now, I didn't want to have to say.
Also, since you're wearing thong underwear,
well, you know something?
Ladies.
I'm an adult woman. I know what I'm doing. These are girls.
Yes.
And
so
I have to protect them,
hooker.
Especially from fathers like you who are fathers in name only.
Oh, so
wow.
now you're the name
wow.
only. What are you
wow.
insane? I got
right,
5 children I've raised, and I am there for them on a continuous
look,
basis.
Look, why don't you soak a sack in kerosene and stick it in?
Phil Henry Show will be back with Bobby Dooley, who is checking girls to make sure they're wearing underwear at the high school. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Bobby and Steve Dooley, Western Estates Homeowners, Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization. Ms. Dooley, you said that girls, high school girls, should not be wearing thong underwear to school or going to school without underwear so that they won't get raped.
No, I did not say that, Phil.
Yeah, well, you did. You said that to prevent rape.
I said it is, and it could be an inducement to sexual assault, yes. Let me tell you something, Phil. I don't know who these people are that work at the school. You have young girls there wearing thong underwear, and I've talked to at least 2 parents this evening on your program who think it's just wonderful to send their daughters out dressed as if they should be wrapped around a pole in the middle of some lounge at 1 o'clock on the Vegas Strip. I think it is entirely inappropriate. You have
people... Well, what people are you talking about?
The school board members. I don't know. You know... The school lets out at 3 o'clock. The girls hang around using the library. You have one of the school board members leaving the district office. He gets an idea after he sees that she's got a thong on. The janitor.
You've got a member of the school board or the janitor wanting to rape some girl wearing a thong underwear, and that gives you the right to go lift up her skirt and check to see what kind of underwear she's wearing with your husband present. Even though...
I said he has his back to us.
Even though he's got his back turned, he's taking notes. 1-800-449-8686. Moving on to another phone call here, we got Marilyn. Marilyn, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead.
Yes, I want to ask her a question.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask her a question.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you would get as advocate mm-hmm. as you are. Let me so rude, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As advocate as you are about the girls wearing under their clothes.
How am I being rude?
As the boys
mm-hmm.
with their pants hanging down, their butts
mm-hmm.
hanging out.
Oh,
how are you
innocent.
With that?
That is so innocent.
No, that's not innocent.
Excuse me.
You know what that means?
Well, you know what
it means? In prison, it means I'm ready. I'm ready
Marilyn,
in prison. That's what it means in prison.
Are you saying to me then?
No, what I'm saying
you
to you
is walking down the street with
you're excited about
here.
The boys' pants and how their pants is down below their behind
mm-hmm,
and hanging out
mm-hmm,
and wearing no belts on,
mm-hmm,
on their bottoms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Boys, first of all, are not going to be raped by you, Marilyn, or me, okay? I think you and I are.
Excuse me, have you been in prison?
Have you?
No.
Oh, my God. You seem
I know
to know
what
so
happens
much
in prison.
Oh, my God. You seem to know so much about it.
They're pretty regular.
How do you know that means that in prison? Do you have a son there?
No, I know.
You know
I know really
that wasn't
about
necessary.
It, okay?
That wasn't necessary.
Well, I'm just asking, do you have a relative in prison?
Yeah, one in prison?
Do you have yellow
you
fever
so,
in prison?
You so right to say, you have the right body for a throne? Who do you know?
Marilyn, I can pull the look off. Because I've been told I've got a very nice figure.
You know what I mean? So what? Big
I
deal.
Can pull it off. Now, the question that I'm asking you is this. Do you really think that the school janitor is going to want to rape a boy?
And your husband, and your husband's watching, too?
He helps me
what
with...
What gives? He helps you.
Yes.
There's no women in sight anywhere to be used?
I am there. I am there.
And you're not going to do this for yourself. You think you're better than the girls are.
No, I do not. I'm simply saying,
yeah,
Marilyn,
you do.
Well, are you a mother? Are you a grandmother?
I'm a mother, yes, of two
right.
girls. Honey.
I'm sure you understand that young girls
Excuse
can't
me.
Go to school.
I'm a mother of two girls, understand? Two girls.
Look, Marilyn, all
you're
I'm saying...
You're women now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't allow them to vote that way at all.
Well, good. Then, excuse me,
it's their choice also.
Well, not as a high school student. No, it is not their choice. Now, you know as well as I... Look at Marilyn. If they were your daughters, all I would do is take the ruler, lift the skirt up, take
with
a look...
Your husband standing there?
Yes, he's taking
is
notes.
Is he a saint?
Is he what?
A pope or a saint?
He's a married man.
Big deal. I mean, married man.
You know, Marilyn, I think it's very women. Curious that you know all about prison and all about men that are unfaithful to their wives. I am a married woman.
Don't
now,
be, so what? You're under the girls' clothes also.
I know you're African-American, and I know a lot of your anger
Big deal.
Is informed by your race. Were I to lift up your daughter's skirt, I'm sure there's a lot of,
I've got
to take the long way around.
You know what I'm saying? Well, your
right,
arrogance could come from yours, too, here. So don't forget my race. You're still here.
Wait a minute. I know who this, oh, my God. Is this Marilyn McCoo?
No, it's not.
Oh, no. I was a big fan of yours. Oh, my, Steve.
Wait a minute. Marilyn McCoo from the Fifth Dimension?
Yes. Isn't this Marilyn McCoo?
No, it's not.
Oh, my God. Yes, it is.
You're faking here.
No, so, darling.
You're faking.
I talked to
Marilyn. Marilyn McCoo.
I talked to Marilyn McCoo 10 years ago in Las Vegas. I swear this is Marilyn McCoo.
I guess you figure out black sound a lot like, right?
You hosted on Solid
you
Gold.
I'm not a Marilyn McCoo.
Can't
I'm
you,
sing, Taylor,
can't you sing that song? One less bell
you got
to
one,
answer.
You got one lap mind, too. And
you know, Marilyn, I'll tell you this much. If I were to lift your daughter's skirt up with a ruler, I would
You'd be in jail.
Phil, it sounds
you
like...
You would be in jail.
Can I ask you a question? If I were to lift up your daughter's skirt, would I need a forklift?
I said, you would
kidding.
Be in jail.
All right, I think the lady's made her point. You'd be in jail. I think that the
You'd
legality...
Be in jail, honey.
The legality of this is in question, Bobby. And your husband there, even though his back's turned, okay...
He is taking down notes. He's looking intently at a clipboard. On the clipboard are the
and
names
there,
of the girls.
And there, women do that? No,
are there
women
other
can
women
do that?
That can do that? Well, I haven't talked to any tonight. Are you volunteering?
Where are you at?
Where am I at?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm sort of in between conservative and
no, I mean,
and
where
liberal
are you
right
living
now.
At?
Oh, where I'm living. I'm in California.
Where are you at? All right, look at Meryl. I got to take a run. Thank you very much.
I'll bet if I lifted your daughter's skirt, I'd see 200 pounds of cheesecake. And you know...
All right, that is unnecessary.
Well, she started it.
You liar.
You know Marilyn McCoo. I just...
Will you get off the Marilyn McCoo kick? Marilyn McCoo of the Fifth Dimension is calling in from Columbia, Missouri to talk about lifting up her daughter's skirt. Is that it?
I don't know, Phil. I don't do a talk show. I'm a mother, and I'm a concerned parent, and I am very concerned about what's happening in our schools. Our daughters are at risk. If we don't exercise some kind of parental supervision in the way they dress, we do put them at risk for sexual assault, and we do put them at risk for certain teachers getting the wrong idea. You take a girl who goes to school not wearing underwear. She sees a teacher that she likes or she's interested in, and she decides to scratch the back of her ankle using her head. Now then, the teacher is going to obviously...
You don't have to paint a picture, I understand. Kim, go ahead, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, Kim, go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
It's listening to the show tonight, it makes me so thankful that it is legal to homeschool my children. And I have done so for the past 15 years.
That is so hippie.
Let me tell you, it is people...
You know, that is so 80s.
I am so afraid of people like you. If you lifted up my daughter's skirt, and you being a woman, I don't even care, you would be prosecuted. I would so sue you for one and hope to God...
Oh, my God. So you think I'd rape your daughter? You think another woman would treat another woman?
No, no, no. You are violating my child.
Oh, my God.
You are violating my child.
We are checking to see if the girl is wearing appropriate underwear, something that isn't backless or crotchless.
That is not your job.
You know how girls are, Kim.
That is not your job. No, you are wrong to think that all girls are that way.
Well, not all girls, but I'm saying some girls will get a crush on a boy, and they decide to go out and do squats and all of this kind of thing.
No, that is so wrong of you to do that. You are violating a child.
And just because you're homeschooling your child...
I don't care that you're a woman. You are violating a child. You
are doing something that is
against the law.
You
are doing something that is against the law.
No, it's not against the law.
I would so sue you.
Well, if it's against the law, I'd be arrested. You wouldn't have to sue me. Ooh, gotcha. Gotcha.
It doesn't matter.
Did I bust on you?
It doesn't matter.
Oh,
you get arrested, and I'd also sue you as well as the school for allowing you to do this.
You know, by homeschooling your children,
they allow you to do
when
this.
When you homeschool your children, they have no social skills. They don't know how
you
to
socialize. You are so wrong.
No.
You know, that is
I want all of the mothers to hear this.
Why don't
this
you let
lady,
me talk?
This
why don't
lady
you
is...
Yes,
talk,
can we let Kim talk?
No, but I want to say one thing.
No, why don't
this
you
lady
just let
is,
me talk?
Yeah, but we got to let Kim talk because she's the one who is homeschooling her kids.
No, this lady is homeschooling her children.
Don't tell me no. This is my show, ma'am. I'll say when people talk.
Homeschooling your children makes them social retards.
That is so incorrect.
No.
I want to clear up this misconception.
My children are... Please listen to me.
Why don't you let me talk? You have talked all night long, and I listen to you talk over everybody.
What do you mean you'll...
You know?
What do you mean by I'll so sue you? That's
you
so educated.
Talk.
I'll so sue you.
Never let anybody talk.
See, that's homeschooling for you, Phil. I'll so sue you. That's homeschooling.
Something. Homeschool children are not socially challenged.
They are
my
social
children
retards.
Are very... Matter of fact, Phil, why don't you meet my children? I will drive my children down to you.
Can they set a table?
How well-behaved my children are, how socially well-behaved they are. They
Doesn't
can have
they
a conversation
a
with
underwear.
You about all kinds of things. Even the president, they love Bush. It's wonderful.
Oh, that's
you
what I mean. They're socially retarded.
Great.
That's what I mean. They are socially
retarded.
That's
your opinion.
I'd like all of your listeners
to
know, Phil, that socially
too bad the way you're talking.
Homeschooling your children turns them into slobbering idiots.
No, and
boy, that is really, really cruel of you to say that, slobbering idiots.
It is.
And
she said that they like Bush.
You know,
how does that make them?
That homeschool
doesn't that make them a little retarded?
Spelling bees in a lot of contests. And matter of fact,
homeschool children are losing spelling bees.
Homeschool children, as
you mean as in also sue you?
All right, ladies, we could go on forever.
You're right.
But the point here is we've got two conflicting.
Do your kids wear thong underwear to the kitchen or wherever you? Where do you homeschool them, in the garage?
You are incredible. We
have a
room in our home that is specifically a classroom.
So do you know that most children that are homeschooled have to wear bibs? Now, that is the truth.
You
that
are
is,
so wrong. I don't
check
know
the Department of Education.
Have to wear bibs when?
In high school.
All right, Kim, Ms. Dooley.
Listen to you. You can't even... You know, you sound like Popeye. I'm simply saying to you...
Don't make fun of me. I'm the host.
You're the host. Give me a break. Mr. Henry, homeschooled children walk around like drooling idiots wearing bibs.
Ma'am, I know many people that homeschool their children. What that lady just said is right. They are far ahead of the rest of the world in terms of their in terms of the education. Now, not all women can homeschool their children. Are you a stay-at-home mom?
Yes, I am, but my God, I pay for a public school, and by God, I'm going to support it, and I've got better things to do with my day than sit around and read, A plus the variable B. Oh, my God. Ew.
Here is Iris. Iris, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Iris.
Thank you for the opportunity to able to participate in this, because I think that giving you the benefit of the doubt, maybe you think you're trying to help. But for one thing, I just want to say this. I have four daughters that I homeschool. One is graduating from Nova Southeastern as a doctor. The other one is a veterinarian assistant. The other one, she does acting, dancing. She's very bright. She does counseling for other kids. You know, ma'am, I think that you think you're helping, but you're trying to take away the responsibility of parents. And you have four boys. I have four girls. They all wear thongs. They've never been disrespected, because it's not about the thong, and you've got it all wrong.
But they don't
it's
go to school. You see, you're homeschooling
the
them. You're homeschooling
yourself.
Them.
The way the children carry
so
themselves, my children have been respected. They have never been tried to be raped, and my children are from 17 to 30 years old. You really need help, and I think that you're the one that should be going to counseling. Because
all right, I need to ask this lady a question. So
go ahead.
You said you homeschool your children, and yet you just said the following phrase or statement. They never had been tried to had been raped. Oh, God. If that's an example...
Maybe the lady is nervous. Are you there, Iris?
Oh, yes, I'm
okay.
Here.
Maybe the...
Well, Phil, can I ask a question? This is Steve Dooley. Iris, I'm Bobby's husband, Steve. Do your daughters wear thongs?
Yes, they do, and they've never been disrespected by anyone. They participate in a lot of activities.
They ever made a man hot? Do they ever make a man hot?
What do you mean, do they ever make a man hot?
We're in the bunk.
Oh, my gosh. You know the way you're talking, sir? If you ever, ever were looking at my child, you know, the way you're talking and the way you're saying, I really think that you and your wife have a very serious problem, and you need to go to... You know what you're worried about? You're worried about your sons maybe looking at a girl in the wrong way, and you need to educate your sons to respect the woman, regardless of what she's wearing or what she's not wearing.
Maybe the girl wearing a thong, she wants a boy to come and touch her.
No, wait a minute. The girl wears a thong. It's a fashion
about
statement.
Thing about parents,
does the
about
milkman ever look through the kitchen window during math class?
As I do, you are the leader. You
Hold
are a parent. You should be setting an example. I don't smoke because I don't want my children to smoke.
I want to ask you a question, Iris. Do your daughters have a lot up top? Do your daughters have a lot up top?
Because what kind of questions are these?
Because I want to know. First of all, if her daughter is dressing like a woman, but she calls her daughter a girl... If she's a girl, have her dress like a girl.
That is such a great point, Iris. That is, if she's a girl, dress her like a girl, not a woman. Oh, Steve.
My children are 17, from 17 to 30,
so
and they dress respectfully.
That's so
it's
shut
not
you down.
About a song,
it
man. It's not about a song. You've got it all wrong, and you and your husband need serious counseling.
Right,
you really do.
Iris, what was your question, Bobby?
I want to know, does the milkman look through the kitchen window where you're doing math class? Is he trying to check out all...
All right.
Oh, come on. A girl nowadays can be beautiful and fully dressed. And if you don't teach your sons how and educate them as to how they look at a woman, look at them with respect. And maybe that's what your problem is.
Well, Iris, I want to thank you for joining
us. Maybe you need to teach your children.
Iris, I do want to ask you, though, do you teach English to your children at home? Do you teach them English?
They've learned every subject. They're A honor roll students. They're very, very good students. Like I said, now she's in university. They're in university.
And you taught them English. I got a great idea. Why don't you teach yourself a little bit of English?
They've never had any problems.
Iris, can you homeschool yourself?
You have a serious problem, ma'am, and you have to face that. The questions you're asking.
Okay, well, Iris, that is my theme music. I got to go.
Your husband is looking at this woman. You know what? Your husband may be
a
father, but he's not my children's father.
Iris, thank you for your call. Bobby and Steve Dooley, if you guys can avoid litigation, you're better people than me. 1-800-449-8686.
Do you think she could homeschool herself, or did I already say that line?
Yeah, you said it. Good God. Phil Henry Show will be right back.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Very well, you will kiss the gunner's daughter. Take him below for the makings.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Don't forget, we'll be broadcasting live from Salt Lake City, actually Deer Valley, October the 1st. Friends and neighbors up in the Salt Lake area, make sure you put that on a calendar. Steve Bozell joins us from Corona, California. Mr. Bozell is a construction contractor who sues just about everybody, and you have a T-shirt out. Vote for Steve Bozell for president. Vote for me or I'll sue you. It's available on our website, correct, Steve?
Yes, sir, that is correct. It says Steve Bozell for president 2004. Vote for me or I'll sue you. The reason why I came out with this shirt, Mr. Hendry, and the reason why I'm asking you to promote it on your website is I was going to run for president, okay, and I got all of my stuff together. I got bumper stickers and everything else. And then a friend of mine laughed at me and said, you're going to run for president? You're nothing but a retard. And I buried my face in my hands and ran into my room, and I closed the door and I wept. There's nothing else I could do, so I did consult with Dolores Blaziken. She has advised me that I can sue him. And on top of that, I can also run for president and sue anybody that doesn't vote for me. Now, I am sitting at my family pond right now trying to get my head together, but I think this is an answer to my problems.
All right, so you'll sue anybody that doesn't vote for you for president.
That is correct. And anybody that supports me certainly can buy my T-shirt on your website.
And that the frogs I'm hearing, you're at a pond?
Yes, sir.
And why are you there?
It's just a place I like to come and I don't know, just kind of clear my head. Just try to contemplate and meditate on how messed up everything is.
Okay, Steve, we'll look for your T-shirt on my website.
Yeah, whatever.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And welcome to Lonely Hearts Radio. I'm Bob. And if you have a special dedication you'd like to make tonight, of course, you can call us up and tell us all about it, okay?
We've been together too long.
And you're listening to Lonely Hearts Radio.
Not recording.
I'm Bob. Well, let's go over here to Jim. And Jim wants to tell us about a very, very special person in his life. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Great, Jim. And what do you want to hear tonight, Jim? And tell us why you want to hear the song, okay? What? Okay.
Yes, sir. My wife, who I love very, very deeply for the very longest of times, has gone away. She's gone far, far away. And I'm just so very lonesome without her.
And Jim, I understand that the tale you have to tell is one of a great deal of heartbreak because she ran off with your very best friend. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir, she did. She ran off with someone who I valued very much. And I don't know if I'll ever get over the heartache.
Jim, do you think maybe she's listening tonight?
Yeah, I do think she's listening tonight. She always listens to you, Bob, on Lonely Hearts Radio, and I want to dedicate a song to her, but I also want to dedicate a song to a very good friend that she ran off with.
And Jim, can you tell us a little bit about your friend? Tell us who your friend was.
It was an it.
It was an it?
Yeah, it was a vinyl doll that I kept in the closet. She took the bicycle pump, pumped it full of air, and ran off.
Okay. And what song do you want to hear tonight?
I was hoping that you'd play a very special song for her and for my friend, the vinyl blow-up doll, the sex doll she ran off with. It's a very special song because at one time it meant a lot to her and me. And also my Candy Samples love doll.
Oh, it was a Candy Samples love doll.
Yeah.
So what song do you want to hear tonight?
I'd like to hear I'm All Out of Love by Air Supply.
Okay, Jim. Well, here you go, Jim. Here is Air Supply, and I'm All Out of Love. Oh, wait a minute. My engineer says he doesn't have that song queued up.
What kind of a gay-ass thing?
Well, hold on for just a minute, Jim. We'll get the song.
I was led to believe I was going to hear All Out of Love.
Here it is, All Out of Love by Air Supply, because maybe your Candy Samples doll is all out of air supply. But I'm sure Your wife's not all out of love for you. Jim, here it is. I'm all out of love air supply for Jim and his wife and his candy samples blow-up doll somewhere out there that she ran off with.
And Becky, I just want you to know, and you too, Candy, please come home, you whore.
Okay, isn't that lovely? Here's air supply.
I'm lying alone with my head on the phone, thinking of you till it hurts.
Okay, let's get another dedication tonight here on Lonely Hearts Radio. I'm Bob. And who do we have on the line right now?
Yes. Is this Bob?
Yes, it is. And who are we talking to?
Oh, hi, Bob. I'm Ruth Bellingham. I wanted to ask you a question, if you'd be interested in coming over and meeting some friends of mine for a card game and soup.
Oh, you'd like me to come over and have soup and a card game? Are you naked?
Yeah, well, I could be, yes. I could very well do that.
Well, that's great. So why don't you do this for me, Grandma? Take your clothes off. And I want you to be lying in the middle of the floor. I hope you're real old and wrinkly.
Oh, yeah. Me and all my friends. And overweight.
That is so sexy and so lovely. Well, here's a song I want to dedicate to you. And it's by Air Supply. And it's called I'm All Out of Love. This is for you, Ruth.
Well, I don't want to hear this piece of crap. I think these guys are fags. I wanted to hear Heart of Glass by Blondie.
Well, you know what? That's just the way it is. You want me to come over, don't you?
Well, sure I do.
Well, then you're going to listen to this and like it, Grandma. Here's All Out of Love by Air Supply. I'm Bob on Lonely Hearts Radio. Oh, I stepped on the vocal. Excuse me.
What a retard. What an unprofessional slob.
I know you had to.
Well, you know what? That's all the time we have tonight on Love Songs here on Lonely Hearts Radio. I'm Bob. And I just want all of you to know that whether you're with the one you love or whether you're all by yourself tonight, remember that we do love you here, and we're waiting for you to send us a letter so that we can read it on the air and pretend like we really do care about you. And then, after we turn off the microphone and go home for the night, we'll go home and tell our wives about the pathetic losers that call our show because they want to hear a dedication. You're such a loser. I hate you. I hate all of you. Stay away from me. This is for you. Air Supply's All I'm All Out of Love.
What am I without you? I can't be too late.
Bob, are you still coming over? Bob. Bob. Are you coming over, Bob?
I want you to come back and carry me home. Away from these lines.
Well, we'll be right back on The Phil Hendry Show with more. I'm Bob. Stick around for more Phil Hendry here on The Phil Hendry Show, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Did I mention that I'm Bob and this is The Phil Hendry Show? That's great.
What would you Phil say? Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Oops. Whoops. Phil Hendry Show here. Hey, we got a flashback from our show yesterday. Jay Santos. And don't forget, coming up, we have our roundtable with Jeff Dowder, right? Political roundtable. That'll be very interesting. We have Jay Santos from our show yesterday. Jay was on to talk about the hurricanes in Florida. And he said that it was a bad influence for his kids to watch the TV news and look at all the people crying and sniveling about their homes getting blown away. He was extremely insensitive, completely violated everybody's feelings and constitutional rights. You got it. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
Yes, I just got one thing to say. If he's worried about his kids seeing people cry on TV because they lost everything they've got and other things going on TV, don't let his kids watch TV then.
Well, sure, everybody's got to watch the news. Otherwise, how do we stay informed about all the stuff, what's going on?
Well, you just have no clue, and you have no sensitivity. And if you are a volunteer cop,
are you
then
down?
You ought to have some sensitivity for people that's lost everything.
We have all kinds of
sensitivity. I'm taking these campers down there to them people now. I'm one of the drivers that's taking these FEMA campers down there to them. And I'll see what they've gone through.
All right,
and
you
have
great.
No clue.
I think that's great. But are you going to give them their campers if they start crying?
Well, yeah.
Why?
Well, why wouldn't he?
What do you mean? Just because they're crying, you're not going to give them something that they desperately need?
Well, if I were you, I would say to them, with a great deal of sensitivity, say, all right, I want you to all knock that sniveling off, then I'm going to give you the camper or whatever nonsense you've got.
All right, let me ask you something else then.
Are you going to bring
the
milk?
Would you have said the same thing to the victims of the World Trade Center?
Well, that's a whole different deal.
No,
okay, it's
the A-Raps same
pulled that
aspect,
off.
Buddy.
No,
it's the same thing.
Now, see, the A-Raps pulled that one off. See, I got everybody.
Well,
I got my underwear in a bunch, okay?
Still, what's the difference in the A-Raps and somebody getting killed and lost what they lost?
Wait a minute, you're going to try and tell me that there's no difference between some half-crazed A-Rap smoking opium and flying a plane into all hell and hell's half acre and a little bit of, you know, breeze blowing through your backyard.
What do you mean a breeze blowing through the backyard? Don't you know these are 150-mile-an-hour winds?
Well, I'm very concerned about Kenny.
Yeah, I guess you think that California it has the worst disasters of anything.
Earthquake? Hello? I mean, come on.
Earthquakes only last a few minutes.
Yeah, that's true, sir. They only last a few minutes. A crack opens up in the earth and swallows you down to the hell, to the core of the earth. You want to do that?
Oh, it does not.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
I suggest you go and stay in Florida when one of the hurricane hits and see how you feel.
Well, Kenny, you know, I bless you for what you're doing. If you're going to go down there and you want to have that feeling, why don't you send down some milk and cookies, too, while you're at it and fluff their pillows? Jeez Louise.
Yeah. I tell you what, you've got a lot of brains, buddy. But you do need some help.
Look at this. I'm watching it on TV right now. Here's a guy. He didn't get his milk and cookies. Get tucked in. Why don't you take him down? Let's go down there and tuck him in.
Look at Mr. Santos. You can't be serious. Go down there and tuck him in.
Yeah, I'd like to see if something happens to you or your family, I would really like to see you on TV and see how you act.
I'll tell you right now, I'd suck it up.
Yeah, I bet you would suck all them tears up going down your face.
Well, you know,
thank you much.
Thank you very much, Kenny.
Hey, wait. Well, you go down there, sing them a lullaby, get some diapers down there. I hung up. Shoot.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Jay Santos from our show yesterday on the tragedy in Florida, and his insensitivity, of course, knows no limits. I got Rabbi Wilsch with me on the phone, and David G. Hall, our vice president of syndication, has joined us. And, Rabbi, are you there?
I'm the radio Phil, yes.
And David?
Yeah, Phil.
All right, now, you gentlemen have called because of last night. You called saying...
Let me, if I could, because the rabbi... Rabbi, you had said, I had talked to Rabbi Wilsch earlier. You were concerned, Rabbi. Why don't you tell the audience about what Phil was doing on his show?
My concern was that Phil was doing an impression of Irish priests, and he was doing an impression also of Muslims, but he had no Jewish impressions. He didn't have a rabbi impression. And then
I attempted...
Hold on, Phil. Hold on. Nobody's talking to you. Hold on. And then you called me and you said, why is it he doesn't do any Jewish impressions, correct?
And then I called you, David, yes. And that's when you and I both joined Phil. My intent was not to embarrass him. My intent was not to arouse in him hostility toward us. I wanted to question him as to, the egalitarian spirit of his program. Why he did not do a Jewish voice.
Is he in a pool hall?
Would you shut up? I'm talking to the rabbi! You in a pool hall?
As a matter of fact, I am, yes. I'm in an eight-ball tournament right now.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right. Rabbis shoot pool?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they don't. I do. And I smoke cigarettes and I drink. So I'm...
All right. So, Phil, now I'm talking to you.
Uh-huh.
And so you attempted to do a Jewish impression last night.
I did attempt to do a Jewish impression.
What did you think of it, Rabbi?
Phil's Jewish impression?
Yes.
I thought it was very, very stereotypical, and I thought it was anti-Semitic.
Okay, can I jump in?
Go ahead.
What am I supposed to do? I do a Catholic priest.
Do the Catholic priest.
You know, I do it like this, okay? He does a voice like that.
Right. Now do that Muslim guy.
Okay, and he talks like this.
Okay, now do a Jewish guy.
I got a brother in Philadelphia. I'll see what I can do.
What an anti-Semite!
You know, Phil, all you have to do is, if you get a direct line to the Southern California Gas Company, you can hook the ovens up direct.
God!
What are you guys talking about? You want me to do an impression?
We are trying to get you sensitive to the feelings of people. And at the same time, we want to introduce a Jewish character. Now do a Jewish character voice that isn't offensive.
Yes, Phil. Otherwise, I can go ahead and get you a yearly account over there at the gas company, and you just go ahead and load up all of the automatic weapons with all the bullets you need, so that as people flee through the gates, you can drop them like flies.
Oh, my... Rabbi, do you really think that I'm that kind of a guy?
I'm asking the questions here. You're not. The rabbi's... he's in an eight-ball tournament. Don't bother him.
Eight-ball in the side pocket.
Okay, go ahead, do it.
Did he make the shot?
Yes, do it.
What do you want me to do?
Do a Jewish impression.
This is Jackie Mason. You know, I walk into a bar, and I say,
Excuse me, Horst Wessel. Did you...
This is Rabbi Welsh.
Yes, sir.
Exactly when did your membership in the SS expire? Because you might want to get it renewed. You are one kind of a piece of crap.
What do you guys expect me to do here, man? If you...
Can't you do a Jewish impression that isn't offending people but is very Jewish?
Okay, hey, here's a Jewish impression.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Bernie, and I'm a Jew.
That doesn't sound Jewish.
That's very offensive. It doesn't sound Jewish at all. What do you mean, Bernie?
Okay, I don't know what else... I got it. Hi, I'm Robert De Niro, and I'm part Jew.
Perfect.
Okay. That's what you guys wanted. You should have told me. Yes, Rabbi.
Have you thought about changing your last name to Himmler?
Yeah, the Phil Himmler Show here, 1-800-4-PHIL-HIMMLER. You know, that doesn't sound so bad. Hey, look at that. There's big, fat Bob Golic on TV. Bob, of course, the former middle linebacker of the Raiders and something else. I don't know what he does. In any event, football is on the air in America, man. We just saw who won. The Pats beat the Colts because Jägermeister blew the kick at the end of the game. Any guy named after a sweet, sickly liqueur can't be all that good of a kicker. What's the guy's name? Vanderjag or Vanderjagger? Yeah, I got your Vanderjag. Blew the kick, baby. Anyway, this coming Saturday, college football starts. And as I've told you guys, my eldest is going to the University of Southern California starting in January. I don't know how that happened, but, well, I know how it happened because he's a very bright kid and he got into the school. But I got to tell you, I always grew up more of a UCLA fan. I liked SC when I was a kid, but I never thought I'd have a kid going to SC. So here's what I did. I said, well, my son's going to SC. I got to get season tickets for the University of Southern California. They play over here at the Coliseum, right downtown. Now, USC tickets are probably like tickets for any of the really popular college programs around the country. They're hard to get. I mean, the season ticket sales are pretty significant. And if you think you're going to get a 50-yard line seat, forget it. But I called up anyway, and I said, hi, I'm interested in season tickets. All right, would you like to be part of the Cardinal Gold program, Mr. Henry? Cardinal Gold program, get involved with people, and the guy all of a sudden is laying his stuff on me, right? It's the Cardinal Gold program, what is that? Well, I'll tell you right now, I'll tell you what it is. I bet you didn't think you'd go see the Notre Dame game. I can get you into the Notre Dame game, I can get you on the 50-yard line, 150 rows up, but I can get you to the Notre Dame game. And I'm, yeah, sure, I'll join the Cardinal and Gold program, huh? That's exactly right. You'll be a committee member and everything. We'll give you a plaque. We'll give it a... Oh, well, that's great, you know? So how much is this? Well, he mumbled some figure. And I wrote the check. And then my wife, like a week later, says, holy geez. And I go, what? What's this check for $7,000? I go, that's what I thought the season tickets were for. How many did you get? I got four. I got four seats for you. He said we could get the Notre Dame seat. They're four season tickets to the SC Trojans don't cost 7G. Why'd you... Well, he did say something about the Cardinal and Gold Club. So my wife, being the sweet girl that she is, she sat down. She took another big, long swallow on the glass of champagne she had sitting on her desk. And she said, all right. So anyway, now I'm getting all this stuff in the mail. Cardinal and Gold committee member. Oh, yeah, with my name on a plaque. And my wife, Maria, all of a sudden is saying to me,
how come my name isn't on the plaque? I thought I was going to be a Cardinal Gold member, too.
Well, I thought you didn't dig it, Maria. So, also, I got an invitation this Saturday. They're playing who are they playing this Saturday? No, they're playing Colorado State. And I got an invitation, and it says here to Cardinal and Gold members, you can sit in the press box for the ball game with other illustrious members as long as you bring your wife, Maria. and any other creeps that are with you. Actually, I got four season seats, but they're only going to let me and Maria into the press box. So, and then we got this preferred parking, and we got tickets for the Notre Dame game. Now, why should you care about any of what I'm talking about right now? Well, it's not about football. No. It's not even spending a lot of money. It's really more about a man's relationship with a woman named Maria. So, and plus they're going to tailgate this weekend, so I can't miss out on that. Our good friends Stephanie and Pat, apparently they are, well, let's put it this way. They hit the ball a long way on Saturday nights, and they're going to be out there. Well, let me put it to you this way. Game starts at 5. Guess what time they're out there setting up for the tailgate? Noon. 1-800-449-8686. All I know is football is back, baby. Thank God. Thank God for football and... you know who. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. One 800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And now, Political Roundtable with your host, Jeff Dowder. My name is Jeff Dowder, and welcome to Political Roundtable. And tonight, I'm going to talk about the issues that are outstanding and different stuff. What's important in the news, and I'm sure you've probably heard about it. I don't know if you didn't. I don't know where you've been. There is going to be an election for a president of the United States. Also, I don't know if you saw the halftime show tonight in the football game, but they had three black chicks that were pretty outstanding looking, and I was. I don't know about you. I'm sure you were waiting for them to have their pants come off or something. It didn't happen as far as I could tell, anyway. Okay, I was going to have some guests on a show tonight, but one of them is a friend of mine by the name of Toby Bo, and anyway, he had an outstanding warrant, so he was on his way over here, and he got stuck because he had a burnout taillight, and there were like two or three warrants for him, so anyway, he's at a substation right now. He called me to see if I could, if I post his bond, but it's a little steep, so he's not going to be on, and then another friend of mine's right now recuperating. He had a motorcycle accident. He biffed pretty bad out in Barstow this weekend. He was in a motocross exhibition, so he biffed, so his leg's like mangled or something. I don't know what. It's like he doesn't have any movement in his face or some kind of a thing that happened there. And then I was going to have another friend of mine, actually is my economics teacher. He's my economics teacher at the JC, but he overdosed. Is what I heard. That's all. Is what I heard, that he overdosed. So tonight, what I did do is bring in a special guest on the show tonight. Is a Weimaraner. Her name's Gretchen. She's my Weimaraner. She's a hunting dog. I don't hunt her nor nothing, but she's a short hair, and I'll just talk to her about, if you want to talk about it. Okay, cool. So that's her. Yeah. When I put like a milk bone in her face or something, she'll say something. Okay. So. Are you in the, you know, like, who are you gonna vote for? Okay. See, did you hear about Bush? Apparently, his dad or something got him out of the National Guard and everything. Yeah. And the other thing that I thought was kind of interesting is when. Yeah, I know, but shut up. You can't say that about the president of the United States. You can't do it. But Kerry That dude goes over to the NOM, starts like greasing gooks and, you know, butchering up babies and everything. Then he comes back and wants to be president of the United States. No, man. No. No, man. No, I'm sorry. Sorry, I disagree. I totally disagree. I totally disagree. I totally disagree. I totally disagree. And that's just all I want to say is I totally disagree. No, I totally disagree. Shut up, man. You're wrong. Well, hey, you know when you're wrong, just admit it. Shut up! Okay, we need to dump that. Okay, dump that. Dump that. Okay. I told you you can't use four-letter words. Okay, it just told me to F off. Dump it. Also, okay, I'm not going to have you on the show if you keep using the F word and MF. Okay, it just said MF. Okay. So, another thing I want to talk about, the war in Iraq. Is that, like, going to be over soon? Or, I mean, what is up with that? So, in other words, like, let's go over and get rid of Saddam, and we did, and we're still there, and I don't get it. Are you pro-war, Gretchen, or... Okay, dump it. She just said I'm an MF, and she also said F you, and she also called me the C word. Okay, so that's, I'm sorry, I gotta end the show on account of what you were saying. I gotta end the show on account of what you were saying. I had to dump everything out. Shut. God, what a fuck. Okay, that's it. On Political Roundtable Night, this is Jeff Dowder, and this is my dog Gretchen. And we'll be back next week. Probably by next week, Toby Vogt, because I'm supposed to go down and bail him out tonight. And then, I don't know what happened to Dr. Jones, but apparently he OD'd or something, like ketamine or something. He's into this ketamine thing right now. It's pretty spooky. I mean, Special K, I mean, what's up with that? He like worships it as a goddess or something. It's lame. No, it's lame. No, it's lame. Ketamine's lame. Ketamine's lame. Ketamine's lame. No, ketamine is lame. Don't do ketamine, man. Don't do it. Look at me.
Jeff Dowder Roundtable, brought to you by the University of Colorado's Agricultural Department and its Adult Education Annex. This is the Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Why, you foul-mouthed, stinking...
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Okay, ABC's got a football concert going on right now, and I have seen more nudity in this show tonight than anything in any six or seven Friday nights at the Pink Lady Lounge in Palm Springs. Jessica Simpson has just now removed her blouse. Okay. All right, so she's nude. Here comes, now, who are these three women? Is that Beyonce Knowles and just the Pointer Sisters? Okay, and I didn't want to see them nude. They're nude, too. So, ABC, you guys are going down for the count, man. If CBS gets fined because Janet Jackson had to show us some of her blubber. Oh, am I being a little harsh? I'm sorry. I know you shouldn't talk that way about a lady. About a lady. Let me ask you a question, in all honesty, okay? I'm a married man, you're a married man in Pelton, many guys listening to me right now are married men. Do you honestly think that Janet Jackson is all that hot? Especially when she walks around telling you how hot she is? And let me tell you something else, Jessica Simpson, I think Christina Aguilera is way more hotter. Now, the other guy that's naked here is some cat, is that George Lopez? Lopez is on there and he's naked. Lopez just took his pants off. Not that anybody noticed. So, the thing they didn't want to have happen at the ABC post-NFL preseason kickoff jamboree buffet. You know what? The only thing that's missing from these things is a full buffet line. They should invite the fans down for, like, carrot sticks and ranch dip. And then they can... Now they got a country band here. I don't know who these guys are, but their pants came off. You guys are... Well, you know, in today's permissive climate, it doesn't make any difference, does it? Oh, you know who that is? That's that guy Jackson, right? It's the Naked Cowboy. How about that guy standing out in Times Square with his butt hanging out? Have you been down? If any of you guys go through New York, if you drive through Times Square, there's a guy that's been standing in Times Square for, I think, since 9/11. I think he flipped. As soon as the Twin Towers went down, he took all of his clothes off, except his jock strap, went down to Times Square with a guitar, put on a cowboy hat, and he used to be an investment banker. And that'd do it to me. And then he went down to Times Square. This is honest. I'm not kidding. You've seen the guy's been on the Today Show. That's what happens. You're too lazy to go out and get a story. Just go around the corner to Times Square. There must be some kind of a freak down there, some kind of a drug dealer, some kind of a guy ODing. Let's go down and interview those people. In fact, we can go down and interview some hick from Indiana, you know, make them all look stupid. And where are you from, Terre Haute, Indiana? Well, that's good. And what are you doing in New York? Gee, I don't know. What are you, three guesses? Oh, how do you like it? It sucks. Okay, Benetti shows? Yes. Any good ones? No. Okay, great. Been up to Central Park? Been over to Times Square? Been over to wherever the hell else people, you know, Meadowlands? No, no, no. I rented a car, man, and I got lost. I'm on my way to Syracuse. So anyway, they're doing this show, and for all I know, man, they've violated every statute of the Federal Communications Commission. Because that's now the order of the day. That's what people are going to be waiting for. The news as it led up to the kickoff to this football season, you would have thought, for God's sake, that there was going to be... You thought Temptation Island was back on the air. I'm... Seriously. ABC doesn't want anything happening at their show. They're using a 10-minute delay. Maybe even a 20-minute delay. I know. Why don't we just go back to watching the game's tape tomorrow? Everybody is hoping that everything's clean. So what do? Well, they immediately, like, invite everyone back to dance and sing. We don't want any more of the repeat of last year, so let's get Janet Jackson back for an encore performance. And another one of those wardrobe malfunctions. Tell you what, all is forgiven, Janet. If you'll go over to Michael Powell's house and have a wardrobe malfunction there in his house, like, say, 2 o'clock tomorrow morning. Hey, you guys, this is a great idea. If your wife catches you with a naked woman, tell her she had a wardrobe malfunction. These cats kill me. And I told you, the FCC said they're going to fine Viacom $500,000. Not that that's a big amount of change. 500 G's to a company like Viacom, they pay that much for the bottled water in the executive offices. $500,000. What is that about anyway? You're going to put some of these radio stations out of business, finding them the money that you find them. But the cats... Oh, look at that. Lenny Kravitz. You know, Lenny Kravitz is so cool that I want to just hide and run. I want to hide and die. I want to go and die. Because when he looks at me with those mirrored sunglasses, I realize that compared to him, I am as lame as an amputee ant. Did I tell you I saw Lenny Kravitz at the Nobu Sushi Bar here in Malibu? Get a load of this. You guys will love this. My wife says, you know my wife, the one named Maria? Yeah, that one? Okay, so anyway, she says to me, let's go up to this Nobu Sushi Bar over in Malibu, because I hear there's a lot of movie stars and stuff. What, go in there? And I go, okay. So we got into the truck, sold the chickens, polished up the buttons on our shoes, and drove down from the mountains, the hill country where we live, and we went down there to Nobu, which is this sushi bar in Malibu, like I was saying. We park the car and walk in. Naturally, the place is too cool, because you can sit there, but not too long. Honest to God, I've never been in a restaurant where they kick you off of your freaking table, except in this joint. Hey, now look, I ain't bad-mouthing Nobu. They're nice people. The sushi's, but, you know, really, you want good sushi, you go over to the Landing Sushi Bar and Grill owned by my buddy Hamid. Now, that's good sushi. You want to go over to some joint, man, where they serve the sake in some kind of a bamboo spout, good for you. And they chill it down, so they bring it to you, basically, you might as well be in Swiss Family Robinson. They're serving you sake in some kind of a cup that they carved out of a monkey's skull. Here you go, here's your... What the hell is that, man? Just give it to me in a freaking cup.
Red Lobster has a very wonderful tuna roll.
Oh, really? That's great.
Oh, excuse me. I'm not so cool. I don't go to Nobu.
Nobu? It's called Nobu.
Yes, Mr. Kravitz.
Now, wait a minute, man. I'm not saying I'm Lenny Kravitz, okay? I'm saying...
No, but you're putting down a fact. I go over to Red Lobster, a stellar tuna roll, and you say that you're on a Nobu.
Well, don't get pissed.
I am.
Sorry, bud. I was just going to say that I went into this Nobu with my wife whose name is...
I know. Her name's Maria. Jesus.
All right. And we went in there, and, like, I go, okay, great. So I sit down, and I get this crap. I mean, this food. It's very good. Please don't get me wrong. And honest to God, the people watching this joint's unbelievable. Staggering out to my right is that guy, David Arquette. You ever seen him on those TV commercials? What do you call it?
The Yellow Pages.
Yeah, doesn't he do those yellow... Then Cindy Crawford is sitting right to my left, right? It's funny, when they don't have makeup on, they look like, you know, it's like, they look like your wife. I mean, seriously, you guys, Cindy Crawford without makeup, take a look at your wife. That's what Cindy Crawford looks like. I swear to God. Then, the funniest thing happened, you'll dig this, Chris. I see, who's the chick that Lenny Kravitz was going out with, Lisa Bonet?
He was married to her at one time.
Yeah, okay, so he's sitting there with Lisa Bonet at this table right in the front. And I was there, and by the way, I was the guest of the people at my friend's place because we were celebrating the opening of the new resource center. So we went to see, we want to go to Nobu, this joint. I go, hey, yeah, let's do it. So there's Lenny Kravitz there with this with his wife. And at the next table's Kenny G with the hair and the, oh, you know. And the next thing I saw were these two cats bonding, Kenny G and Lenny Kravitz. They were doing that whole low-down soul brother shake thing. Yeah, right, okay, on the down low. Yeah, all right, keep it on the down low. All right, no doubt, yeah. And rapping about how I'm sure they'll get together sometime and record. Now, look, Kenny G is fine. I personally don't like his music only because there was a time I really liked something called jazz. Anybody ever heard of jazz? Just raise your hand if you've ever heard of jazz. You have, Bud?
Yeah, I heard about it. Like, my dad played in a group called the Hoosier Hot Shots.
I ain't talking about Dixieland, man. I'm talking about jazz like Miles Davis, John Coltrane, that. Anybody ever heard of that? Is there anybody who's ever heard of jazz? That's all I'm asking.
Kenny G just played the Baby Expo in Anaheim.
So what?
Well, what are you talking about?
So what, man? Are you listening to what you're saying? I'm talking about Kenny G, this cat who plays... You know what he plays?
Yeah, and he was at the... He's Hot Potatoes.
Oh, my God. Hold on for a minute.
Now, what are you doing?
I'm trying to talk about jazz.
Jazz? Jazz? What kind of a show are you running anyway?
I'm telling him about the time I went to Nobu and...
Oh, you went to Nobu? Well, that's really relatable to about 99% of your audience. Yeah, they all go to Nobu, don't they?
I was just trying to say that I saw Kenny G and Lenny Kravitz all, like, in tight and rapping like they were planning a recording session.
So?
That's what I'm trying to say, Mr. Hall. So what? Then I told him that Kenny G played the Baby Expo in Anaheim, and then he yelled at me.
Kenny G played the Baby Expo in Anaheim, and you yell at him.
And what's the big deal with him playing the Baby Expo in Anaheim?
You've never heard of the Baby Expo. Get a load of that, bud.
You never heard of the Baby Expo?
Boy, you are really out of touch. The Baby Expo is the biggest thing about babies.
Well, now shut my mouth. If I'd have known it was the biggest thing about babies, then I would have said Kenny G played it. But I didn't know that, did I?
No, I guess you didn't. Just like a lot of things you don't know. Hey, guess what was on tonight at 8 o'clock?
I know, Joey.
What else? The OC. See, you didn't know. I'm watching you, Henry.
Thanks a lot, bud.
But you don't want to say Kenny G's a retard.
I never said he was a retard. All I'm trying to say is that him and Lenny Kravitz were rapping, and I didn't think that those two guys would get together for any other reason other than to be stuck in an elevator together. I can't even talk anymore.
When could you?
Sorry I brought it up. Anyway, there's George Lopez. Oh, and here's Elton John is playing the... And Elton John looks exactly like Rosemary Clooney. Isn't that nice? Look at his hair. He's even got his hair... Oh, look at Elton. When you're 104, don't spike your hair, man. Please, God, don't shoeshine it either. Elton John's about 78. He spiked his hair using... Well, I don't even want to think about what he used. And it's shoeshined. Nice going, baby. Well, there he is. All right. Phil Henry Show will return tomorrow night. That's just fair warning for you. On tomorrow night will be Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And we will also have on our show Monday night Vernon Dozier and the Tim Robbins Report. Tuesday, it's Margaret Gray's Campaign 2004 Report. Don't forget that the best of the Phil Henry Show CD is available on our website, as is the Steve Bozell for President t-shirt. Vote for me or I'll sue you. Steve Bozell. Also, on October the 1st, live broadcast from Salt Lake City. You catch that in Salt Lake City. If you want to come see the show, somebody can hook you up. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.